Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Chapter 39 of the Spiritual Combat, the manner in which we may exercise the same virtue on different occasions. In a preceding chapter, it was said that application to a particular virtue is preferable to embracing the practice of many at the same time. And it was said that the particular virtue upon which we have concentrated our energies must be cultivated on all occasions. Next to be presented is the manner in which this may be done with great facility. It is possible that on the same day, perhaps in the same hour, you are reprimanded severely for some action, in itself commendable, that you are maligned in conversation, or refused in a harsh manner some small favor. Perhaps you are unjustly suspected, or employed in a disagreeable affair. Or maybe your dinner is spoiled. Perhaps you are overwhelmed by illness or some of the far greater evils with which this wretched existence is laden. In such a combination of vexations, there is undoubtedly opportunity for the exercise of several virtues. But according to the foregoing rule, it will be most beneficial to limit your endeavor to the virtue most desired. If it be patience, you must strive to bear with eager courage those evils which befall you. If it be humility, you must recall in all your sufferings that they are far less than you deserve. If it be obedience, you must resign your will to the will of God who justly punishes you. For love of him, submit yourself not only to rational creatures, but to situations which are the instruments of divine justice. If it be poverty, be content with your affliction, though deprived of the comforts and conveniences of life. If it be charity, exert yourself in forming acts of love of God and neighbor, remembering that when others try your patience, they present to you an opportunity of increasing your merit. And recall that God, in sending or permitting the evils which besiege you, has no other view than your spiritual good. What has been said concerning the exercise of virtue in various situations has been an attempt to indicate a method of practicing it on a particular occasion, as in sickness or infirmity of body or mind. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, someone wrote me right after this email went out and said that the word vexation was reminding her of vaccination. So she wondered if this was about the seven kinds of vaccinations. Well, this is a very different word in English, vexation, although for many people they're related, but for others they're a great blessing, which I think they are in many ways. But anyways, we're not talking about vaccinations at all, although it's all over the news. We're talking about vexations. And the seven he gives are pretty down to earth. They're pretty closely related to our life. And with not a lot of imagination, one can either imagine them happening to ourselves, or just think about your past few days, and probably they've happened. I mean, have we been reprimanded severely for some action that we think is actually commendable or good? Have you ever been maligned in conversation? Has someone spoken badly against you? Have you heard yourself spoken against, or someone comes up to you and it's, you hear you're being spoken badly about? Have you asked for some small favor, friend, spouse, child, priest, and been refused, and not just refused, but in a harsh manner? I mean, these first three things are very hard for our human nature to take. We get very angry very easily. Another little grouping, number four, unjustly suspected. In other words, someone thinks unjustly, not rightly, without good evidence, excessively critical of us, that we've done something bad. And they look down on us. They're not sure about us anymore. Or maybe we're just employed in a disagreeable affair, meaning an activity that we don't have any satisfaction in. In fact, we find dissatisfaction in. Or maybe your meal is spoiled, or your, that is, you burn something, it falls on the ground, you come home, it's not ready. You forgot your money, you forgot your, whatever in modern times we might, but anyways, you're hungry. You're hungry, you were looking forward to something, some pleasure, and it's not there. Or perhaps you're overwhelmed by some illness or some other greater evil. So these seven are real things that happen to us. And the question tonight is, given that you're focused on a particular virtue, that's what he's been driving home. Don't try to focus on lots of virtues at once. Focus on one. And he gives us ways that, depending on what it's patience or humility or obedience or poverty or charity, he gives us five virtues. And he gives us how, if that's your virtue, how you can react to this situation. So let's ask the Lord tonight to give us clarity about the virtue we should be working on. Let us see, Lord, our main struggle right now, and give us the grace to want to practice the contrary virtue. And then when these opportunities present themselves, and they will, we have to ask for the grace to respond. And if we haven't responded well, then we have to just ask for the grace of humility and to thank him for letting us see how we are weak without him. But also thank him for this. Our failures are often opportunities for us later on to have compassion on other people or to have light on how to help them. See, what he's saying tonight is absolutely true. And you can either understand it as true from living it well or by living it badly. And when by living it badly, we often realize, oh yeah, I could have done differently. It's so true what he says. Come, Holy Spirit, give us courage to keep going. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.